Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by Livewire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani. In this week's episode, we've got an explosive duo of fund managers to discuss five bright stocks in a volatile market. The first is Ben Clark, who runs the TMS High Conviction Strategy, a portfolio of high-growth companies. Ben received the Bradman Award from Livewire last year thanks to his knack for getting many of his stock calls on buy, hold, sell correct, 66% of the time to be precise, so Ben has earned the nickname Mr. Consistent around here, and his portfolio is on fire, delivering 22.5% per annum over the last 3 years, compared to 10.4% for the All Ords including dividends. The second manager is Matt Haupt, lead portfolio manager of the high-profile Wilson Asset Management listed investment company, WAM Leaders, under the ticker code WLE. Matt manages over $1 billion in assets and focuses on investing in undervalued companies, providing fully franked dividends and capital preservation. His WAM Leaders has gained 14.8% per annum over the last 3 years, also comfortably above the benchmark. With both these managers at the top of their game, you're going to want to listen to what they have to say about the companies we're going to discuss today. The five companies are firstly Aristocrat Leisure, a market darling under the ticker code ALL, a maker of pokie machines and gambling systems. Number two is Challenger Financial Group under the ticker code CGF. An investment management firm that shot up 14% on the day it surprised the market with its results on 11 February. The third is ResMed, under the ticker code RMD, a global healthcare leader specializing in developing products to treat people who have sleep apnea. The fourth is Domino's Pizza, under the ticker code DMP. The popular pizza store operator looks like it's back in the market's good books after posting strong results. Lastly, Goodman Group, under the ticker code GMG, one of the top performers in the listed real estate space. With their different investment styles, it'll be interesting to hear what Ben and Matt think about these companies. So let's jump straight into the episode to hear what they have to say. Please note that this episode was recorded on 26 February 2020, so some of the information may change by the time you listen to it. And if you enjoyed the episode, please give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe. Thanks for listening. Matt, I'll start with you. Aristocrat Leisure, buy, hold, sell.
Buy. The reason why I like it, the land-based business going fantastic, but the digital business, which everyone was a skeptic of, is flying. So for me, this is a buy.
Okay. Short and sweet. What do you reckon? 400% share price increase over the last 5 years. The chairman did reiterate guidance for growth in fiscal 2020. Buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I've got a buy as well. It's our largest holding. I think that the management's done a superb job. Not only continuing to really run their existing asset base hard, but to pivot into a much bigger growth and much bigger market potential, and they've executed beautifully. Stock doesn't look overly expensive.
Okay. Staying with you, Ben, Challenger Financial Group, share price jumped after its results. Is it a re-rate or a sugar hit? Buy, hold, sell.
I think it's a hold, but it's a buy on any more weakness. I think the CEO's done a really impressive job repositioning this business in quite a short period of time after a pretty chaotic year last year, mainly driven by the Royal Commission. So much better than expected numbers. Growth again, growth outlook. If you can get it a bit cheaper, it'd be a buy, but it's a hold for now.
Okay. Matt, are you going to challenge that view?
I'm going to pretty much agree with that view. I'm going to say buy in the eights is currently in the nines, but once the advisor channel gets fixed and they start getting flows through the retail network again, this looks like incredibly good value. So even though with the low interest rates at the moment, people are wanting some certainty around income, and for me, this is a buy in the eights.
Okay. Let's move on to healthcare darling ResMed, maker of sleep apnea products. Buy, hold, sell.
For us, it's a sell. Great thematic. Everything's very good about the company, management, where they're at. Valuation for us really makes this incredibly tough to buy, and that's why I'll be putting on a sell.
Ben, what are your thoughts for ResMed?
Yeah, I'd be a hold. I think this company is sort of slowly morphing into almost a technology business through some really good acquisitions that it's made. I think the sleep apnea market's still got a very long runway of growth for them. It does look fairly expensive, but this is a stock for many years now that has held that PE multiple, and I think the earnings are going to keep pushing higher, so I see the share price moving higher.
Okay. Next on the list, Domino's Pizza, back to three-year highs after serving up 10% growth in EBITDA, buy, hold, sell.
Yeah, I'm a sell. I'm still a skeptic. I just think the competition that is coming into this space and the technology competition that's coming in, it's going to be extremely hard for them. They've done a great job, you've got to say. And I'm a skeptic on the franchise model as well. And the share price to me is, you know, sort of pricing in quite a bit of growth ahead, which I find challenging to see.
Okay. Lots of skepticism from Ben. Is there optimism from you, Matt?
No. I'm going to say sell too. So again, valuation, like the business, yeah, they've done fantastically. But I just think there's some cost of goods flowing through now, like some inflation domestically. I've been wrong on this stock for a long time, so I'm probably not the best person to listen to on this one. But for me, it's too expensive and there's too many headwinds coming with competition and cost of goods as well. So for me, it's a sell.
Okay. Last on the list, Goodman Group. Interesting thing about Goodman is that it doesn't yield much more than a TD, but investors are in love with it. Are you in love with it, Matt? Buy, hold, sell.
I'm going hold. It's a big position in our portfolio. So for us, the thematic around Goodman and the opportunity to deploy capital into good returning vehicles still exists. And they've pretty well underwritten their results for the next couple of years of around that 10% growth. So for us, if you're looking in the REIT space, if you want to classify as a REIT, it's the only one with decent growth apart from the other ones which have done acquisitions like Charter Hall. But for us, Goodman's a standout.
Okay. Ben, what's your call on Goodman?
Yeah, I'll be a hold as well. I mean, I think they own the right assets. They've got the expertise in the area of property that everyone's looking to get into and partner up with. But it is expensive. And, you know, on a sell-off, I reckon this will be a good buy. And management have done a superb job as well. So it's got a lot of the stuff that we really look for. But maybe just at the moment, it's just a bit too expensive a hold.
Okay. While some of these stocks are delivering some pretty sweet returns, the experts reckon the risk of a sugar crash is just a bit too high.